is in his holy temple, let all the earth keep silence before him as we worship him in the beauty of holiness in this hour. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being in fashion, found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, of things in earth, of things under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. John said in the Revelation, upon his vesture and upon his thigh, he had a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We worship him today in prayer. Would you join me as we pray? Our Father, we are grateful that we have Christ as our Savior and you are our Father. We are your children. We have joined together in this hour of worship. I pray that you bless every phase of this worship service, to bring honor and glory, majesty and power, dominion, goodness and greatness to our Savior, Jesus Christ alone. For those who may be in our midst today who have never trusted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, they would realize first the simplicity of it. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Bless this great music program, the testimonials, all of the things that are going to transpire here today, and most of all, the preaching of your word. May it be so is our prayer in Jesus' name and for his sake and with thanksgiving. We offer this prayer. Amen.